New Yorkers have rallied to France's side. On Monday, they honored those who lost their lives with a rendition of La Marseillaise, the French national anthem, during a somber ceremony at New York's 9/11 memorial. The Consul General of France, who was in attendance, called Friday's attacks the deadliest on French soil since World War II.
It was an act of war. Today, France is at war.
City leaders, meanwhile, held a ceremony of their own, announcing the deployment of a special unit of 500 police officers and 8 canine dogs, tasked to protect the city and strengthen its counterterrorism efforts.
With this new critical response command, we can say more certainly than ever before that no city in America is better prepared to defend against terrorism. No city in America is better prepared to respond to terrorism than New York City.
New York City Police Commissioner William Bratton boasted about the capabilities of the special unit, equipped with M4 semi-automatic weapons and enhanced smartphone technology, and its ability to gather intelligence and prevent attacks, as well as to run toward danger when necessary.
They have been trained and will receive continuous expanding training on dealing with active shooter scenarios such as we've just recently witnessed in Paris, France, so that we will have, at any given time, there'll be 100-some-odd of these officers on duty in the city.
Bratton said the unit's forces must not only be focused on significant tourist destinations, such as Times Square, but also on soft targets, such as restaurants and concert venues, as demonstrated in last week's tragedies. He said that by June 2016, the city will have added 2,000 additional police officers, capable of dealing with up to 24 simultaneous attacks in the city. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.
更多听力，请访问51voa.com。